Liam, the thoughts after that game?
Yeah, relatively pleased. You know, we come to a really good club in Fleetwood. You know, good players, great squad, good management. And we go away with a positive result. You know, I think any positive result away from home, you know, it's a good result. Obviously, with going 1-0 up and, you know, towards the end, it's a bit disappointing. But, you know, before the kick-off, we do want to win the game, don't get me wrong. But on reflection, you know, we're happy.
It's funny, isn't it? If you had scored in the final minute, you would have had maybe different emotions going into full-time. But as it is, it's a point either way.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, to be honest, I don't think Graham and his staff or his team will have any other thoughts on it. You know, I thought we applied ourselves really well, especially first half. I thought we dominated in parts in the first half. I thought we had some good chances, you know, in the second half. And overall, you know, you could argue we maybe shaded it in a few areas, but, you know, we'll take the result.
Seems to be the perfect game in many ways. The fact that you controlled it in the first half, went in at half-time, obviously addressed a few things, then got an immediate response in the second half with the goal, and it almost was the perfect plan right up until the final 5 minutes or so.
Yeah, correct. You know, and, you know, towards the end of the game, they've thrown a bit of artillery on and tried to get it forward quite early. You know, we've dealt with it in the main, and, you know, with John on the back stick, you know, we happened to concede. But, you know, after last week, you know, people questioned the character for some reason after 12 games at being top of the league. But that's how to answer. You know, you're away at Fleetwood, you come up against a really good team, a good test, and you can stand on your 2 feet and show them how good you are. And, you know, it's a good testament to our lads in there, how hard they work Monday to Friday.
What was said at half-time? Because you had plenty of possession, controlled the game, as you said, but didn't maybe create enough chances in the first half. Is that the nature of what was going on at half-time?
Well, don't forget, we are the away team. Yeah. You know, people do expect us to dominate and win. You know, people forget we are a new team as well, a new staff. So we're gelling together. The message at half-time was a little bit more guile, a little bit more, you know, dynamic in what we're doing, which I thought, you know, especially we came out and did that. You know, I thought we put them on the back foot straight away. Our goal obviously ignited them, you know, in a way, because the home team, and they haven't really had much play in a sense of being the home side, and, you know, they must be proactive in what they did. And, you know, Graham did throw forward thinking players on and gives a few problems, you know, and managed to get the goal. So, you know, fair play to them. But, you know, for us, you know, it's dead positive today. You know, made up with the work rate and the application from, you know, from the manager down, you know, through the players, you know, it's been a good day.
I know you can never rest on your laurels, but when they missed the penalty, did you not have that feeling in the back of your mind that it was just going to be Chesterfield's day today?
You did. You know, you work hard and you kind of, you know, you think you've worked hard to earn that luck. Yeah. When they missed it, you know, you kind of, you know, give it to the lads. I think that they have worked hard and earned it, and you think, you know, it might be one of your days, because they do come round and bite you a little bit. But, you know, fair play to them, they stuck at it and they got the equaliser, so, you know, we'll respect that and we'll move on.
What was the thought in the team selection today? Obviously you had a few different ideas going forward, I think, would you say, today, with Owen Doyle sort of sitting behind Chris Porter and Richie Humphreys back out on the left wing and Tendai Dariqua there as well. You changed things around?
Yeah, obviously we've had a few injuries over the last few weeks. That's not no secret. Mm. You know, we had seven players out midweek, and we come and we did our homework on Fleetwood, and we picked the team to be, you know, productive in what we, you know, in Fleetwood's kind of weaker, so what we think their weaker areas are. And I thought we capitalised on that first half. You know, especially with Owen Doyle, you know, getting down the sides and the pace and the width of Drew Talbot and Tendai Dariqua. I thought I thought we were really good in what we did. You know, I think Chris Porter's come in and done, you know, been excellent for us. You know, he leads the line really well. He's slotted in really, you know, really well. And it's probably unfair to me to single people out at the minute, because I thought every person to a man, the lads who came off the bench, I thought they were very good today.
He deserves a goal, doesn't he, Chris Porter? He's just waiting for it. Obviously, he had that chance today, and people will say, well, a striker out of form in terms of not scoring goals, they miss those kinds of chances, but it'll come for him, won't it?
Oh, definitely. You can't be that good and work that hard without coming for you. You know, it's one of them. If the centre forward's standing on his heels outside the box, he doesn't get the chance to miss it anyway. Mm. You know, what is pleasing is he's gambling on the shots, he's getting himself in good areas. And whether they go in or not, it's irrelevant at the time, because people do, as you saw Tuesday, people do score off the back of him. Mm. You know, he leads the line really well, he's dead brave in what he does, he works his socks off, and other people score around him anyway. He'll get his goals. You know, you can't be that good and work that hard without getting them anyway.
It's given you another option as well, hasn't it? You've got Mark Richards and Armand Nandwier to come back as well. You've got Owen Doyle there, you've got Chris Porter there. Now, it's so much competition for places in this squad.
Definitely. You know, it's like I said before, you know, the quality we've got in, you know, in depth, and we've come through a period where we've suffered quite a few injuries, so it's got to be respect to the lads who've stuck to it, you know, and been playing and worked as hard as they have, because you're going to need a squad through the season. You know, it's an argument who's the favourite team, you know, the one who starts or the one who finishes. Mm. you know, you're going to need everybody, and you know, so far everybody's pulling the weight and doing really well.
Drew Talbot and Richie Humphreys come through that one all right?
They did, you know, fair play to them, because they've been in and out through a little niggle of the cells, you know, which will be getting checked up this week. They both put their hand on heart and said, you know, they want to play and play through the pain, you know, which, you know, great respect to them, and you know, they did it to a man. You know, obviously they've not trained, so the sharpness, you know, won't be as good as they feel, but you know, fair play to them, they had a really good shift today.
And finally, I know your manager wanted Rotherham in the JPT second round. You got Rochdale at home, happy enough with that?
I think so, yeah. You know, if we get a home tie in the FA Cup, I think we've got 7-9 at home, which is great for the, you know, for the club, for the fans, for the players. So we just need to keep our head down and work hard. You know, the draw is, you know, without being disrespectful, it's irrelevant at the minute. You know, we've got a couple of games before that, so we'll concentrate on them and we'll tackle that when it comes.